This is The Mudroom, uncommon sense parenting classes with your parenting coach, Alana Robinson. Weekly nuggets of developmentally appropriate parenting wisdom to help you parent your toddlers, preschoolers, and kindergartners more effectively with less effort. The Mudroom is recorded live on Facebook every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Now, here's Alana.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Mudroom, our now bi-weekly free uncommon sense parenting class. Happy New Year! I know we're already into February, but I took a much needed content creation break for the last 2 months, and I'm feeling just a little bit more refreshed now. That said, for the past 5 years, I've produced an average of one Mudroom episode a week, and it wasn't until I saw my podcast or Spotify Wrapped that I realized just how much content that actually is. According to Spotify, I produced more content than 91% of other parenting podcasters last year. So no wonder I was burning out. Add to that that The Mudroom was never actually really meant to be a podcast originally. It was a Facebook Live show. And I really enjoyed that format because it allowed me to talk with my parenting posse members, which I found really easy to do. And then we edited that audio into a podcast format. But 5 years ago, Facebook Live was all the rage, and now it's just not. Nobody watches them. So over the years, it evolved from a live conversation to me giving this 15-minute lecture every week, which, I'll be honest, is not really fun for me anymore. I hate writing. I hate talking to hear my own voice, which isn't to say that I don't enjoy producing The Mudroom, just that the way it evolved, it's become more of a chore as time has gone on. So, to that end, we're changing things up around here. The Mudroom will now come out twice a month, the second and fourth week of every month. The first episode every month is going to just be me, as it's always been. We're going to be talking about various parenting topics. The second episode is going to be an interview. Me chatting with various child development professionals and parents, and hopefully giving you a new perspective on some of these topics that I've discussed in the past. So that's the down low. If there's someone that you would love to hear me interview, please tell me. You can DM me on Instagram. My handle is at Parenting Posse, or shoot me an email at alana@alanarobinson.com, because I want to make sure that this is as useful for you as humanly possible. Okay, before we get into today's topic, allow me to introduce myself for any newcomers. My name's Alana Robinson, and I'm a parenting coach for parents of toddlers, preschoolers, and kindergartners. I help you understand why your children are misbehaving and how to fix it without stickers, counting to three, or losing your shit. I'm your host here on The Mudroom. I also host the Parenting Posse Facebook group, and I'm the creator of the Parentability Program, where I help you raise well-behaved kids who listen. While you're here, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, whatever the platform you're consuming this on allows you to do, as that helps us reach more parents who need support. All right, enough administrative stuff. Let's get into the goods. We're starting this year off with some tools for you, more specifically apps. Personally, I don't like a whole lot of parenting stuff. Most of the time, I find it overwhelming and cumbersome and honestly more trouble than it's worth. And in a lot of cases, the tools don't actually meet the goal that they're designed for. Behavior charts come to mind. That said, there are some tools and some apps that you can pry from my cold, dead hands. These are apps that I've used for years and have made behavior management much easier for me and for my clients. Before I introduce you to these, though, I want to note that this episode isn't sponsored by anyone. I've purchased all of these apps multiple times and on multiple platforms with my own money. The first is the Time Timer app. If you've been listening for a while, you know what a time timer is. However, if you're new, a time timer is a brand of visual timer that makes the passing of time concrete for children. It shows them how long they have to wait in a way that makes sense to them. When you set a physical visual timer, there's a colored disc that comes out and slowly disappears as the time passes. And the Time Timer app takes that concept and it puts it in an app. I find this really helpful for when I'm out and about with my kids and there's a holdup. We have to stand in lines. We used this a lot when we went to Disney World in November. I would check the line time estimation and then I would adjust the timer so that my kids could see how long they had left to wait. Or they have to wait to take a turn or leaving. I use this a lot to show my kids how long they have on like a trampoline or at the park so that they can see when it's time to give somebody else a turn or to leave. I love time timers because they naturally work with a child's developmental logical fallacy that big is more. A bigger surface area of color means more time. A smaller surface area of color means less. It makes sense to their brain. And one of the bonuses of the app in particular is that you can have multiple timers. You can even save timers that you use frequently. I have a 5-minute warning timer saved on my phone, so I just have to hit it and off it goes. I have a 45-minute timer saved because that's the length of my younger son's swimming lessons, and my older son hates having to wait around for his younger brother to be done. So instead of answering, "Is he done yet?" over and over and over and over, I use the timer so that he can see it. You can also change the colors of the timers. And you can choose between an entire clock face, like you would have with a physical timer, or you can choose what they call full circle mode, where no matter what length of time you choose, it always starts as a full circle, and the circle disappears faster or slower based on how long the timer is set for. If you set it for 5 minutes, it diminishes over 5 minutes. If you set it for 2 hours, that same circle takes 2 hours to disappear. So it can be really helpful for long periods of time that are over and above what a physical timer can do. And it's available on iOS and Android. Second is an app called First and Then. This is a digital first-then board maker, and I find it really helpful for making unpredictable situations predictable for young kids. You know, sometimes you're out and about and something unexpected comes up. Often with little kids, it's something they either really want to do or something they really don't want to do. Like, take one more slide and then we have to get in the car. Or they really want to go to grandma's house and this pit stop at the grocery store is the end of the world. First then boards make the plan predictable for kids. They can see what we're doing now and then what we'll do when we're done. Little ones under age 6 are extremely present little people. Whether they love what they're doing or they hate what they're doing, they genuinely believe that what we're doing right now is going to last forever. If they love what they're doing, they will convince themselves that they are going to be able to stay in this ball pit until they die. If they hate what they're doing, they will convince themselves that they are stuck in this doctor's office forever. So sharing the plan with them helps them conceptualize that, okay, there's an activity after this one. The beauty of this app is that you don't have to plan ahead. It allows you to use pictures from your camera roll, take a photo, or even grab photos from Google Images for your first then board. So it makes setting boards up very quick and very flexible. It also allows you to save boards, which I find really helpful. At this point, I have a whole library of boards that I can pull up, like first car, then Nana's house, first eat, then soccer practice, first slide, then car, first pay, then eat. So the more you use it, the easier it gets to set up, the more useful it is. And you'd be amazed what that little bit of predictability like this does for a child's stress and their ability to navigate unexpected situations. This one is also available on iOS and Android. Next, we have Too Noisy Pro. I originally came across this app because I was working with a kiddo who did a lot of vocal stims very loudly. And while it was fine when he was at home, once he started kindergarten, it became quite disruptive. At home, we had a device called a Yakker Tracker that his parents had purchased, which is basically this big stoplight that has a microphone in it, and you would set a decibel threshold. And when the noise got close to that decibel threshold, it would turn yellow. And when it went over the decibel threshold, it would turn green. And this is how his parents had decided to allow him to do his vocal stims while still keeping it within reason for the other people living in the home. But a Yakker Tracker is like $200. And it's not really portable. It has to be plugged into a wall. So it wasn't super helpful in like the car or the classroom. So I went looking for an app, and lo and behold, there's an app for that, and it's called Too Noisy Pro. So it does the same thing as a Yakker Tracker, only it's an app, and instead of a stoplight, it has a noise gauge. You can customize the background, and some of them will actually change color along with the noise level. You can customize the gauge. I really like the ones that go from green to red because it builds off of that same red means stop concept that most kids learn very early on. And as an adult, I love that it has presets that you can customize. So I can, for instance, set lower presets for thresholds for quieter environments and louder ones for busier ones. Like when I worked with this kiddo, I had different presets for the car, for the library, his kinder classroom, and this indoor playground that we used to go to frequently. You can attach an external microphone to it, or you can use the built-in microphone on the device. So in kindergarten, we put a wireless Bluetooth lavalier microphone on his shirt collar so that it was primarily picking up his personal noise level, not the general noise level of the classroom as a whole. But for instance, during the pandemic, I used it with my kids at home. I just used it with the device microphone because I wanted it to assess the general noise level in the room. And you can use it with screen mirroring, with casting, and on iOS devices with AirPlay, which is really helpful at home. I'll often AirPlay it to our from our iPad to the TV in our rec room so that the kids can see it easily. And then I can put the iPad on the coffee table so that the microphone is in the center of the room. When people ask how I managed to work through lockdown with two very busy little boys at home, Too Noisy Pro is it. I set up a preset for the noise level while I was in meetings, and I put it on the TV, and I put the device on the coffee table, and with a little bit of practice, they were able to keep it in the green. This one is also available on iOS and on Android. My final can't live without it app is actually a web app, meaning you don't download it on your device, you access it on the internet, but it's designed to work on tablets. And that's LessonPicks. LessonPicks helps you create printable visuals in record time. All you have to do is search their vast library of images and then tell it what format you want those images in, and it spits out a PDF that you can print and use right away. All the visuals that I create for Parentability use LessonPicks. You've heard me talk about visual schedules, first then boards, choice boards. I have several episodes on visuals. You can create all of them with just a few clicks in LessonPicks. My personal favorite format in LessonPicks is the flap schedule because it takes your images and it formats them so that all you have to do is cut down the dotted lines for perfectly aligned flaps, throw some Velcro dots on it so that they can hold the flaps closed, and then when a task is complete, you just close the little flap and you've created an interactive checklist for your children to follow and check tasks off as they complete them. I love this format for getting ready for school checklists, for getting dressed checklists. We have one near our front door with everything that my kids need to leave the house every day on it, so I don't have to nag them and they don't forget anything. It is truly life-changing. Before LessonPicks, I had to use a program called BoardMaker that came on multiple CD-ROMs. Remember those? Aging myself here. And it was so slow, but also really expensive. BoardMaker was really designed for schools and institutions, so a copy ran like $400. Even their online version that they came out with later ran for like $100 or $200 a year. LessonPicks, by contrast, is $36 a year. In fact, I love this app so much that I've negotiated a Parentability-only discount with them for our members, which makes it even cheaper, so it's an absolute steal. So those are my ride or die apps that actually make parenting easier. I encourage you to check them out. We'll have links to each on the blog. Again, these aren't affiliate links and none of these apps have sponsored me. These are apps that I use for years and that I go back to over and over again because they are genuinely useful and they enhance my existing parenting and behavior management strategies rather than try to distract my kids or set up a whole new system. Now, I'd love to hear from you. What are your favorite parenting apps that make your life easier? Come and join us in the Parenting Posse and let us know. We have over 10,000 parents in there to support you, and we'd love to meet you. When you join, make sure you pop your email address into the appropriate field so that I can send you a little welcome packet and a wee free gift, okay? And that'll help you get started. Thank you so much for joining me today. I will see you in a couple weeks with my interview with Alex Leach, and we're going to be talking about parenting burnout, what causes it, how to recognize it, and how to make a plan to move through it so that you can be the parent that you really want to be. Have a great week, everybody. Bye.
You've been listening to The Mudroom, Uncommon Sense Parenting Classes with Alana Robinson. If you like what you just heard, remember to join us live every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Facebook. And don't forget to rate, subscribe, share, and connect with us in the Parenting Posse Facebook group. This has been an Alana Robinson Family Services production.